This episode of The Truth includes strong language and descriptions of sexual acts. It is not intended for children.
118 days. 1,000 times as many ways. Their love for freedom's what would lead them to do what they had to do. So someday, we could beat them.
Maddie, I'm so glad you came.
Yeah, of course. Hi.
Hi, thank you for coming. This is great.
Shh, that's Comrade Frodo.
Oh, yeah.
Martyred so the struggle would continue.
I saved you a seat. Let's go hang out.
I really want to listen. Let's talk later.
Okay, sure.
Those dying smiles, a salute to us, to the dream, to the future we don't deserve.
Excuse me. Hey, I'm up next, and I have a producer here, so...
Don't kid yourself. So?
No, so I want to go over cues, and I need to connect to your video interface.
Video? What?
And a game!
Oh, no, nothing.
And a game!
Oh, that's gonna break cars. Okay. Come on, you're up.
Now? What about my...
That was Blood Smile, Song of the Fifth Avenue Massacre, a verse memorial to six lost in the struggle to fulfill America's promise. Thank you, Comrade Frodo. Okay, next we have... Bright Star Got Me Horny, a cartoon watch party with the cereal boxers. Come on up.
What's up, everybody? Okay, I'm gonna need a little more than that. I have a producer in the audience, okay? So make me look good. Before I start, let's hear it for that poem, huh? What a great way to commemorate all the sacrifice.
Comrade Frodo.
Yeah, yes. Comrade Frodo, yes. Okay. Enough of that. Let's have some fun. You want to have fun?
No. No.
I'm Liz, the cereal boxer, singular, and I want to take you back to a happier time.
We're living under a dictatorship.
Oh, man, I know, dude. Seriously, I used to play legal venues, but come on this journey with me. Who watched Saturday morning cartoons as a kid?
Justice Battalion.
Or... Waste Water Wildcats.
Are you seriously talking about cartoons? Six?
Hands up high. Come on. I'm not with the regime, I promise. I see one. Thanks, Maddie. Okay, who else? Okay, one. How many of you first rubbed one out to a cartoon?
Am I the only one?
What are you talking about?
Just give me a chance.
Everybody down on the ground now.
No. Hey, stop. This wait. I have my producer here. Let me do my bit about Officer Alien.
You with the clown wig. Hey. Get up.
I can't wait.
On the day the space shuttle crashed, I was late for history class. And I was consumed with a breakup during the fall of the Berlin Wall. And when the housing market collapsed, I was just trying to live my life, I guess. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And on this week's episode, a woman tries to live her life as history moves on without her.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Breakfast in Wartime.
So did they actually take you to jail?
I kind of wish they did for like the street cred, but they just put me and the barista and the other guy like in a room. So we were there for a couple hours, then Maddie's theater bailed me out. She actually came.
They put you on some kind of list after that?
God, I hope so. I really need to get my name out there, you know?
That's good ID.
Oh. Here you go.
How's Maddie? Did she shit herself?
I would assume. The Worthmore wouldn't fire her, though, would they?
Oh, for just going to an illegal show?
Or bailing me out?
I bet they'll find some reason to write it off, so she'll be fine.
Thanks for the pep talk, Cass. You really lifted my spirits today.
Well, keep me posted and tell Maddie she looks great, even though she doesn't.
She never does. Bye.
We got reservation confirmation. Arms up. Okay, stick out your tongue. That's... Okay, go on in.
Sorry, seems like every time we go out, the searches get more and more elaborate. I think he looks so far down my throat he could see my underwear.
Yeah, ever since Fifth Avenue, it's...
Right, yeah, as if people who can afford to eat here don't already hate the revolution, right?
Wow.
No, I just, you know...
Uh-huh.
Hey, thank you for bailing me out.
Thank the Worthmore. I was there to see you perform, so the theater thought it was only fair that...
All this for a few laughs.
Well...
So, you know what? I'm probably lucky the cops showed up. How was I supposed to follow a massacre poem? That was intense.
Yeah, I mean, well, art is supposed to make us uncomfortable, so
and my
I don't
tech
think it was
needs
that...
to be tight, but that guy, woof. It'll be better Friday if you're free. There's a new space.
You know, thank you, but it's okay. Honestly, I don't think it's really for the Worthmore.
Well, you didn't really see it.
This is the cartoon show, like you used to do with Cassie.
What? There is... You didn't see it. There's new stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great, but it's just a different world, and the same stuff isn't working anymore. Our audiences are more interested in work that's helping dismantle an unjust system.
You're not dismantling anything at $150 a seat.
Would it be better if they paid that for dick jokes about cartoons?
I mean, better for me. You're right. You know, why am I even bothering? No one needs this show.
Not really. No.
Oh, thanks.
Well, look, Liz, what if you refocused the show to make it more of the moment, you know? Like, use the cartoons to make a critique of capitalism and global monoculture.
God, that's, like, the opposite of the whole idea of the show. I always hated how cartoons would turn everything into a lesson.
Right, which has been great, but is not great for right now, you know?
I do support the revolution, but I'm just a performer.
So's Comrade Frodo.
Fuck Comrade Frodo. All they did was write a poem.
Well, what have you done?
Hey, this is Cassie. Leave a message.
In case you're wondering, Madeline Rydell is still a bitch. She still dresses like a couch. I'm gonna fucking scream. She had the nerve to say to me that, God damn it, can you keep it down, please?
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. That is how my day is going. She had the nerve to say that our show wasn't important. Oh, that's probably you on the other line. I can yell at you in person, or with you, whatever. I don't... Cass?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hello?
Hey, Liz. My name is Mariano Gallagher. I'm the executive supervising talent development producer for comedy at the Heartless Show.
I didn't hear any of the words except producer. is that right? All right, just give me a second. Sorry. Just a second. Okay. All right, can you hear me?
No calls in the lobby, miss. Take it outside.
Got it. Is that better?
Yes, much.
Please, it'll just be a minute.
Are you inside?
I jammed a revolving door.
Got it. Great. I'll just keep this really brief. One of my assistants caught your show last week, told me all about it. I liked what I heard, and I'd love to take a meeting.
That would be awesome. When is good for you?
Well, my 4 o'clock was just charged with sedition, so I have an opening.
I can make that work.
Okay, great. I will text you the address. Give yourself an extra maybe half hour for building security. They're still adjusting to the new fingerprinting protocols.
Okay. I will see you really soon.
Bye.
Sorry. Title piece of crap. Excuse me. I need to get in.
No one's going through. 6 of our siblings in struggle died in the Fifth Avenue massacre.
I know. I'm sick about it. It's just, I have this really important meeting.
Take a cab. Wait. Are you the cartoon lady from last night?
Yes, I am.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hey. Oh, taxi. Hey. Hey, I need to get to... Whoa. Wait. No. Oh, shit. And I'm like, I have this important meeting. Is there a petition I can sign or a hat I can put a few? Well, I'm short of cash. You take cards, you know.
Right.
And then there was this gunshot right as I was getting in a cab.
You're kidding.
And it took off without me and I started running. I probably got here quicker.
Oh, God.
But no, seriously, I am down with the revolution, really. But man, is it a hassle.
Yeah, I heard it's just turned into this whole thing. You know, there were like 15 people who got arrested. It's a whole mess.
Oh, yikes. Oh.
Be that as it may, you made it and that's what counts. All right? Now, just tell me, who are you and what's the show?
So, it's a critique of capitalism and global monoculture.
Come on, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. We've been talking for 5 minutes. I already know that's not you. I mean, that stuff is great, you know, down with capitalism, the regime, all of that. But right now, I want you. I just want you to be you.
Okay. Okay. I met my friend Cassie, Sassy Cassie, in an improv class after college. We started doing this show where we'd rag on Saturday morning cartoons we watched as kids, especially their corny lessons. We'd perform in pajamas, serve our guests cereal.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, people really dug it. We got an open run at Roundhouse, got a nice review in New York Minute, and it just took off.
Yeah, so where's Cassie? Why am I not getting this in stereo right now?
She left when the revolution started. Her parents got sick.
Oh, no, it's terrible. Yeah. So you're going to find someone else for this double act? Or?
No, she's coming back once I get the show going. Till then, it's just me.
Cool. The scene is so different now, though.
I know. Trust me.
Have you ever thought about TV?
Oh, like how they work? No, I mean, yeah. Obviously, of course we thought about it.
You have just had me laughing nonstop for this entire time. I've got a good feeling about you. I want more people to see you. I want to give you a home.
On Hearth Place?
Okay, yes. I know what you're thinking.
The same network as Nancy Fury, yeah. The Fry-It Diet, and whatever that one is with a creepy family living off the grid.
Surviving with the Suries. Yes, I will admit you are right. This is not exactly punk rock over here.
You're practically the regime.
I know. I had those same reservations when I took the job.
But you did take it.
Yeah. Yes, I took the job because I want to change it here. I want this place to be more. I have a vision. Hearth Place can embody the marketplace of ideas, all ideas. I want us putting out more and more ideas, more voices, more points of view, as many as I can get out there.
Like Nancy Fury?
Well, I mean, she's a bitter, drunken, race-baiting cancer, but, you know, that appeals to a lot of people, and I think you would too. And not necessarily the same people, but, you know.
Doing what?
Doing your show.
What? Like, nobody wants cartoons. Everyone wants something about the revolution, so...
Yeah, the revolution. People have gotten more than enough of the revolution. There's leaders making speeches and bridges blowing up on their way to work, and there's too much. You are fun. All right? You have a fun show that people want to see. That is what they want. Just a few minutes. They don't have to think about revolution and explosions. They need it.
Well, I do try. You totally are, like, making the thing I do sound important.
I think it is. Don't you?
Hey.
The motherfucking cereal boxers are gonna be on TV!
Did you hear me?
Sorry, what was that? You cut out.
Damn it, let me find a signal.
Did you say TV? Motherfucking
yes.
TV?
Yes! A producer heard about us. I went in, I sold him in the fucking room like a fucking boss, 13-week order.
Oh, you sold our show.
Yes!
In the room.
Yes, it's on Hearth Place, but they said we could do whatever we want. Anything we want. Total control.
Hearth Place.
Yeah, I know. I don't love that either. But they say they're trying to change.
Well, congratulations, Lizzie Bone.
Congratulations to you, Sassy. There is a little problem, though. We start writing next week. So they wouldn't budge. I'm sorry. But I thought if you said it was okay, because I don't want you to feel worried or pressured. I just thought if we started it as just me, that way it'd be established and ready for you when you come back.
Don't wait, really, it's okay.
Or actually, you know what? If you want, you know what? I can put it in my contract that you, like, produce and write remotely. So why don't we do that?
Yeah, it's all fine. My parents need a lot of my attention, so...
Of course. How are they? Are you mad? Hello?
Sorry, you cut out again. Are you kidding? Why would I be mad? No, of course not. This is your chance. Make me proud, girl.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment, but first. Okay, you know the story of boy meets girl, but what about girl meets girl? Or maybe boy meets girl and they meet another girl? With an app for adults called Dipsy, the stories continue beyond the meet cute. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy audio story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore no matter who you're into or what turns you on. I love the company Dipsy because they're relatable, they want people to hear themselves in their stories. They're feminist, the people in their stories are empowered, and they celebrate healthy sexuality. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/truth. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/truth. dipsystories.com/truth. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. If you're struggling with relationships or having difficulty sleeping or difficulty meeting your goals, if you're feeling anxious or stressed, BetterHelp counselors can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/the truth. That's betterhelp.com/the truth. And now back to Breakfast in Wartime.
I'll come back and finish my homework later. Mom will never know.
That's not what windows are for, Timmy.
Bright Star!
Ooh, busted.
Sneaking out might seem innocent, but it creates a lot of danger. You might hurt yourself, and your parents wouldn't be able to help. Or there might be an emergency at your home, and they'd lose valuable time looking for
you. Come on, Bright Star.
I hadn't thought of that.
Take it easy on him. He's already got a super severe part in his hair. You can't put pressure like on him. He's going
to
split.
They also need to know where you are.
I'll go ask my mom if it's okay for me to go to the park.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Because that's what heroes do.
Paid for by the American Therapist League, I swear the amount of psychological damage the phrase, "That's what heroes do," has done to me. Wait, what? For real? Okay. Well, you know what? Our paymasters aren't rich enough, so we're going to commercial. When we come back, actor Charlie Richards is going to get some cereal for a round of Toontastic Trivia and tell us about his new Robot Lawyer reboot. BRB. That sucked.
What are you talking about?
Charlie Richards is a dud. I spent 15 minutes explaining the show to him, and then he comes out.
He did the best you could.
No, right? He didn't even wear pajamas.
The remote thing, that was funny.
The whole point is to be comfortable, loose.
Yeah, just to regress. I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Be a kid again. This drip. Shh.
You want a drink?
Oh my God. Serious? You cannot offer me a drink when I'm complaining. You sound like a crazy enabler. Is this what you did to Nancy Fury? I should actually be prepping for tomorrow.
No, come on. I promise it'll be quick.
What am I supposed to do again?
Just smile, mostly. I'll introduce you, you say a few words, then take pictures. It's just a chance for the board and the sponsors to meet you.
Is Nancy Fury gonna be there?
No, she does not do this kind of stuff.
Well, and I have to?
She's been on for years. Let's get a full season order before you start being a little diva, okay?
Okay, well, I'm gonna demand so much shit.
And I cannot wait. But, for real, you wanna know about Nancy Fury? There was...
Jeez, another one.
Such a mess out there.
Oh.
My phone's telling me the revolutionaries have taken Federal Hall.
Woohoo!
Hey, let's just hold on to cheering until we're inside.
Should we get out and walk? It can't be far.
Yeah, I don't think I want to risk it, but...
I hate walking in heels anyway.
A beloved fixture of the downtown cabaret scene. A singular voice. Her stage shows have packed houses, drawn rave reviews. She's a comedian and entertainer par excellence, who I am immensely proud to be working with. Ladies and gentlemen, the new face of Hearth Place, Liz Brewer, the Cereal Boxer.
Please do not fact check any of that.
Thank you, Mariano, for laying it on so thick. Hi, everyone. I'm Liz. Wow, I don't think I've ever had an audience where people were in tuxes. Ball gowns, yes, aplenty. But tuxes? My birthday party is going to be such a letdown.
Okay, thank you. Oh, come on up. Hey, Mr. Boland. Hi. And Ms. Hayes. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This is Liz.
Hi.
Liz, this is Dirk Boland of Nice Guy Candies. He's on the board.
Hi.
And his wife, Mabel Hayes.
I love nice guys. Maybe too much. Do you have a deal with my gym?
No deals with your gym. We love you, though.
Mabel here founded the Clean Slate Initiative. It's a peace thing.
So proud.
Oh, well, I'll be sad to see the war end. I've grown so accustomed to the sound of gunfire while we tape.
Maybe we'll get used to the quiet, too.
All right, everybody, come on, look at the camera.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Nice to meet you.
I have to pee, and then I gotta go home.
Yes, of course. You're awesome. I'll get you a car. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, did you see the show?
Where are you?
I'm peeing in a stall. Why?
Jesus, it's all over Twitter and Instagram.
Am I peeing?
Pictures of you shaking hands with, like, fascists. Honest to goodness.
When?
Like 5 minutes ago.
No. Oh, the thing. It's just people. I'm at this stupid party thing.
Nice guys, candies? That's the guy who said the Fifth Avenue Massacre should be a weekly event.
That's that guy?
And his wife, Clean Slate.
Isn't that a peace thing?
No, they're a bunch of rich fucks buying ads to get the revolution to give up so they can go back to business as usual. That's the opposite of peace.
Oh, I honestly didn't know who they were.
Okay, you didn't know. You're at a party with Nancy Fury. What did you expect?
She's not here, but I have to tell you a really funny story about her.
I don't want to hear a funny story about your Nazi friend.
Oh, she's Nazi, my friend. I've never even met her. I just do my show. I don't know any of these people. I'm sorry. I really am. Like, I don't think about that stuff. This is why you have to get here.
For fuck's sake, I'm not coming.
But you said you were.
No, you said I was. Every time we talk, I keep telling you I'm not.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Is it your parents? Are they doing okay?
They're fine. I mean, no, they're not fine, but don't worry about that. I just don't want to do the show. Not just because it's on Hearth Place or because of the stuff they're making you do. It just doesn't feel right now.
Wait, what? What do you think they're making me do? I'm doing the same show we did. Like, it's the whole same idea. You think they're making me do something? They made me come to this stupid party with the actual show. It feels the same.
Maybe it is, but I'm not.
Okay, the army gave us the all clear. They got the last of them. Yeah, we go in 10. Hey, they loved you last night, by the way. They, Boland from Nice Guys, he wants you to do a campaign for them. Hey, Liz, did you hear that?
Yeah, 10, thanks. Yeah, but does Brightstar have a dick? Does Brightstar even have a dick? Something kept me up all last night. Not the explosions in the streets, but a question kept rolling around in my head. Does Brightstar even have a... Why am I even doing this?
That's the more important question, Liz.
Brightstar?
You know, sometimes people who say they're your friends really aren't.
Seriously, I know, I'm not a kid.
So what? You think doing the right thing is just for kids? You feel pressured to do something you already know is wrong. But instead of cutting class or smoking, it's letting your voice be co-opted to support a murderous regime.
It's a comedy show.
So? If they think it's worth putting on, there's a reason. And what do you think it is?
All I know is I've got a chance to do the one thing that's ever made me happy. Why would I give that up?
Because that's...
Don't say it! Please don't. Just don't. Can I ask you a question?
Just one.
Do you... you know...
Is that really what you want to ask?
And now the best prize you can find at the bottom of a cereal box. It's Liz!
Hi. Thank you. I'm sorry, Mar, folks. I am not doing the show anymore, ever. Thank you. That's very nice. I, You know, I realize to keep doing this show at this time on this network, it's not right, is it? No, seriously. Please. There are people right now in the streets risking their lives to make the world a better place. Isn't that weird? No, not they're not weird. They're good. Like, I bet they watch the cartoons, too. And instead of, like, growing up to make fun of them, they took it to heart and they paid attention. They learned a lesson. They got it. Us here were all the little kid at the end. And those people out there, they're bright star. Bright stars. They're bright star. I am serious. They're not just thinking about themselves. They're thinking about all of us. Because that is what heroes do. And that's what I want to be. Who's with me? Okay, fine, fuck you all. Oh, if anybody recorded that, can you upload and tag me in it, please? At Real Cereal Boxer. Thank you.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Breakfast in Wartime was written by Chris Kopiniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Sue Galloway, Sarah Mallow Christensen, Brian Miskell, Alex Song Shaw, Michael Cullen, Neil Tyrone Pritchard, Patrick Noth, Erica Schroeder, Jake Hart, Mark Gessner, Louis Kornfeld, and Chris Kopiniak. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PRX.